Lynn Holland, a member of DJPC.
Would you talk to me about your sign and why you decided to hold this sign?
The sign says Newmont's gold equals dirty water. We're out here today because of our concerns about the tremendous damage that open pit mining does to the land, to the health people who are living in the area, to agriculture. It's extremely destructive. It's a long way from the image that many of us have when it comes to mining. We think about historically people panning for gold and metals that could actually be seen with the naked eye. The problem with open pit mining is that it dislodges large amounts of earth, tons and tons of earth, whole mountains are destroyed to obtain metals that can't even be seen with the naked eye. And therefore the ore, the dirt itself, has to be put through a very intensive chemical process that can involve all sorts of dangerous chemicals, arsenic, mercury, and so forth. And during this chemical process, the ore is extracted and formed into bars. But in the meantime, the waste has to be stored in some manner. Stored in reservoirs, for instance, that are often formed out of former lakes, pristine lakes. And in the process, you have this tremendous danger of these chemicals leaking into the water supply. The result being that people living in the areas of open pit mining have relatively high rates of cancer, high rates of digestive disorders, skin disorders, eczema. Children are especially vulnerable. We see children succumbing to diarrhea and things like this in areas, at much higher rates in areas where open pit mining is going on.
Have you personally observed a mine in its operation?
Yes, I actually did visit the Newmont mine in Cajamarca in Peru, where there's a tremendous amount of controversy going on about expanding that mine. There are people who are in favor of the mine. I think that should be known, people locally. But there's also a very large number. And in neighboring Celandine, the vast majority of the people in that town have voted not to expand the mine into their town.
And then you have personal experience with hearing stories of the effects of that mine, right? Can you talk about that?
Yes. I had the chance to talk with people in the area. There's no question that, I mean, just on an anecdotal basis, that people had cancer. One of our tour guides had cancer. Another of our tour guides had cancer. One of them just kind of wrote it off as, he said he had smoked when he was younger, and he thought maybe that was why he had it. But there's very little question that the rate seems to be higher. There are people who are glad to have a mine, at least in Cajamarca, where they say there are more jobs, and it gives them a chance to take advantage of those jobs. Or people who are willing to sell their land and have money that they can then spend. They can buy a car or something like that. But when people study the long-term effects, those advantages tend to diminish against the tremendous effects of urbanization. The problem is the people who lose their land outnumber the people who are able to get jobs in these mining operations. Often they bring in people from the outside, but even when they hire locally, there aren't enough jobs to hire all of the people who have lost land and have been paid for that land. And so you end up with increasing rates of unemployment, you have increasing rates of poverty, you have increasing rates of petty crime, theft, begging, what we sometimes call the blight of urbanization, the downside of it. And so when neighboring communities see these kinds of problems, that's when you start to see them fight back and organize and openly oppose the expansion of these mines.
But Newmont has scaled back, right? So are there still some issues that concern DJPC?
Yes, Newmont has halted its operation for the time being. Unfortunately, we see police agents and security guards affiliated with Newmont. They're operation there is called Yanacocha. The mine itself is partially owned by a Peruvian company. But together, they have really backed the harassment of local people, including one family that we have followed very closely over the last few years, the family of Maxima Chope, where just recently police agents, police forces, security guards from the mine have come onto her land. They've done this repeatedly and harassed, brandishing guns, bullying the family, sometimes killing animals that they depend on to eat up there or that they depend on for the wool, for instance, destroying their crops, destroying some of the buildings on the property. They've been harassed because they are unwilling to sell, because they refuse to leave, and the company wants the land.
This was as recently as a couple of weeks ago, right?
Absolutely. Yes. These are
she's
not
pretty
hard,
she's pretty high profile, having won the Goldman Prize, and still
exactly.
Last
exactly.
year somebody can be killed, and this year somebody can be assaulted.
Yeah, Maxima, she has support. She has a solid base of support, both in her own town and also internationally, and that doesn't prevent her from being victimized this way. So you can imagine what is happening to other families, to other people who refuse to sell their land. They don't have the same international visibility that Maxima has.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.